tea. It is that time of the week where I introduce this week's special guest on Life Unscripted. I'm so excited to catch up with Sonia McAleer, the powerhouse behind Bold Moves and Big Growth, a lifestyle coach with a deep passion for mental health leadership. Joining me on the line, Sonia, how are you this morning?
I'm really good, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to catch up with you today. I've only touched base of what your titles actually are. Let our listeners know a little bit about you this morning.
So it's so good to be on. Thank you so much for having me. So I am a lifestyle coach. I am a business development executive for a company called Become More. And I work on helping people unlock their mindsets and their habits and behaviors so that they can step into who they are, whether that's in the corporate world or in everyday life. So I wear many different hats.
I love that though. And look, you're here today to talk about, I suppose, what would be a little bit of a sensitive subject for some people, but this has just absolutely fascinated me over the last couple of weeks. It's something I'm really looking into at the moment. And that is that you openly speak and tell people how you have stopped drinking alcohol for 18 months now. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about or what made you make that decision?
So I stopped drinking on the 19th of August, 2023, so 18 months, which is massive. And I use the line that I am sober. And I never had a belief that I had an issue with alcohol. I probably buried the thought process around it and didn't want to face it. But I decided to stop drinking because of the decisions that I was making in life. I wasn't showing up as the best version of myself. And I probably, in truth, should have stopped drinking when I started drinking as a teenager years and years and years ago. But I suppose a lot of things revolve around alcohol here. And it's seen as the norm to be a drinker. And all social functions have drink. And for me, I drank for years to kind of be somebody I wasn't, to, I suppose, have a mask of confidence. And I had always had this issue with control. So I could go out one night and have four or five drinks, and I could go out a week later and not know when to switch off. So that was the biggest issue for me. And always with drink, I suppose as I got older, what got worse was the fear and the mental torture that came after going on the drink. Whether I had made any bad decisions or did anything wrong or said the wrong thing or not, that fear just became this growing thing that just, it started to take over my life. And as I started to move into lifestyle coaching, I realized that I needed to be the brand. I needed to be the person leading the way. If I wanted to help people become their best selves, I had to be my best self. And alcohol was the one thing that kept pulling me off the journey. The one thing that kept making me show up badly. So what pushed me to the actual stop was making an absolute idiot of myself in front of loads of my peers, and then having to live with the absolute shame and fear around that day's drinking. And I realised that was enough. And I went to Bali on a retreat, and before I went into the retreat, I had my last beer sitting in Bali on the 19th of August, and I didn't even enjoy it. I was done. So, it's been a journey, but it's been the best thing I've ever done.
And like, that's the thing, I find you are so inspiring, Sonia, to be able to openly talk about this. This is something that's very, you know, grey area when it comes to people talking about it. And I love that you said it, that, you know, you never recognised that there was a problem there, because it was only, you know, you used to go out every couple of weeks, or it could have been months, but the problem laid there when you didn't have a stop, or how it was affecting you. And I think that's massive, to really look and think, okay, well, how does it affect me 2-3 days after? You know, if I'm, you know, setting goals for myself and I want to achieve something within the year, how does me being out on a Saturday affect my Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday? I have one massive question here today, and that is, what does it feel like now, 18 months on? Because giving up anything in life is hard and tough for the first couple of months. But what does it feel like now, 18 months on? Was it everything you expected when you decided to stop drinking alcohol?
Well, this wasn't the first time I tried. So I had tried about a year before and lasted about 6 months and had mental torture around stopping then because I couldn't admit why I was stopping, even to myself. I just kept saying it was the hangovers. And then when I finally stopped, and 18 months ago, I fully admitted to myself that I was stopping because I wasn't a good person when I drank. I wasn't the best version of myself. And because I could actually finally admit that, then I was fit to verbalise that to everybody else. And honestly, it feels amazing, you know, and every day since 18 months ago has been easy. And I am more sociable than I ever was. I don't sit and try and be like preaching about people not drinking. I'm a big supporter of everybody else having a drink, and if they want to do that, happy days. It's just not for me. And it doesn't let me show up in the best way. And all the work that I've done on myself over the last 4 years, alcohol was the one thing that kept holding me back. And taking it out of my life has honestly just turned the volume up on me because my clarity's good. I go out more than I used to. I love a pint of Zero Guinness or a Heineken Zero or something like that. I love a pint. And I still get to do that, but I get to get up the next morning and know that I was my best self the night before. I didn't make an idiot of myself. I didn't annoy anybody. I didn't annoy my own mental state or my own happiness. So it honestly has been the best and easiest decision ever. And I love being fit to talk about it now because before I couldn't have, because I couldn't admit it. You know, I wasn't in that place of feeling comfortable enough. Whereas now, I talk about it all the time.
I love it. And a big question I feel like people have when they do decide to make the step to give up alcohol is, how do you cope? You say you still go out, you still socialise. How do you find that? Was that hard for a while, being, you know, walking into an event, walking into a party that you've been invited to? Did you find that difficult, Sonia, to, you know, sit there, or does that become normal?
It becomes normal. Like, now, to be fair, I'll hit a point, I have to be honest, I do hit a point where I'm like, right, I've had enough of the people. let's go. But I also then have the beauty that I have my car. So I'm like, right, see you later. So I can go whenever I want. But, do you know, I'm still as much crack. I think I used to think I needed to be drunk to be good crack. And I needed a drink to have the confidence. I needed this false belief within myself that alcohol gave me to show up on a night out. Now I can walk into any situation and be okay and enjoy my night out. And like, I was at a surprise birthday party last weekend, and sure, I was up dancing and having the crack and the only sober one there, you know. And it's allowing me to still be the version of me that I want to be, but just better.
There's something empowering in that, isn't there, Sonia? There's something empowering about being the only sober one there and knowing, as you said a while ago, there, you know, this isn't for everyone. Drink yeah. affects everyone differently. I recorded episode 4 of my podcast yesterday and this came up. I spoke about something I seen last week on a documentary, and a woman turned around and said, like, something we don't talk about is how when someone is intoxicated drunk, the way you behave is actually the body's response to being poisoned. And I had to say that 3 times. That is the body's way and response to being poisoned when you're too intoxicated on alcohol. That was really powerful and mind-blowing to me.
Like, it does impact everybody completely different, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know? And I think, you know, I would never say that I was an alcoholic, but I had a control issue. And because of that control issue, that intoxicated version of me sometimes was not great.
Yeah.
You know, and there's too many nights that I don't remember. I don't know how I got home. And like, that stuff's scary.
It's about being honest.
No memory.
It's about being honest with yourself, Sonia. Just really yeah. being honest about your reactions and how you are when you drink alcohol.
Yeah, and it's just owning that. And that has been my biggest thing. Like, the first time I stopped, as I said, was harder because I didn't admit it. I kept saying it was just the hangovers, and I struggled to go out and be sociable and be around anyone. And sure, I broke it really easy. I had no willpower. Now, honestly, I know, hand on heart, I'll never have a drink again in my life. And I am so okay with that. Wow. And I'm like excited by that, because I know I'm never going to have the horrible feeling that it used to give me. I'm not going to hate myself. And that's how I used to feel. I hated what I was doing to myself, but I just kept going, oh, sure, I'll get to Friday again and go, well, sure, I'll have another drink. And then when I have another drink, I'll forget the nonsense that I did last week.
It's, you know, so true. And
it's just this endless cycle that I was in. And honestly, yes, with everything's timing and you have to be ready to do it. And I know going sober isn't for everybody, but more and more people are doing it now. But for some people, it's hard. But I think you have to really face why you want to do it. Or why you want to have a drink, first of all, I would ask yourself that. Why are you drinking? Like, are you drinking to forget? Are you drinking to become somebody else? Or are you just, like lots of people, a sociable drinker, and you can enjoy it and you can take it or leave it? Like, COVID kind of, I wouldn't have ever drank in the house, but COVID came and we started drinking in the house because we weren't working and we were home. And then companies were like doing deliveries of gin to our house. And I mean, I probably should have had shares in the gin company, the amount of gin that was coming into my front door. But once COVID ended, that drink, having a drink nearly every day, continued for me. So having a problem is a fine line. You know, maybe only having one or two beers every evening, because I'd be like, oh, I had a hard day. That was a nonsense story that I was telling myself.
For
just
sure.
An excuse, you know, so evaluating where you're at and why you're doing the things, and then why you would want to maybe change it, is it's asking yourself the questions. And sometimes, like, doing this work, and I know you're kind of processing through this yourself, it's not easy having to face the stuff,
but worth it in the end, Sonia.
But absolutely, like, honestly, I asked myself all the horrible hard questions and went through all the nonsense to get out the other side of it, and it's so worth it. Like, genuinely, I am the best version of myself now, and stopping alcohol was like that final jigsaw piece, because I had done so much other work, but the drink kept pulling me back. So I'd have to like restart. So when I took that off the table, now I show up authentically as me, with knowing what I bring to the table, also knowing what I need to work on, you know, but fully me and the best version of myself now, but always growing and improving.
I love that. Sonia, I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately I'm running out of time. If any of our listeners wanted to, you know, follow your journey, where would they find you across social media?
So I am on Instagram as innerbalance_Sonia, and I do have a new website coming soon, which is soniamcaleer.co.uk.
Amazing. I've also tagged Sonia's Instagram page over on Spin's Instagram page. Sonia, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me today.
Thanks for having me on, Katie. It was brilliant.
If you have been affected by our chat here this morning, you can head over to drinkaware.ie and do keep it here. I have lots more coming your way.